This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio 1857. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world, above all shortwave. On this edition, recorded December 22nd, Angola, Armenia, Australia, Bangladesh, Bougainville, China, Cuba, Eritrea, Ethiopia, Europe, France, Germany, Iran, Korea North and South, Kurdistan, Kuwait, Madagascar, North America, Rwanda, Sweden, Taiwan, USA, Vietnam, and the Propagation Outlook. Standard disclaimer. Radio Nacional Angola continues active on 4949.73, December 16th at midnight 22 UT. Had an S9 signal here with good modulation during some talk in Portuguese. I said I would still like to hear it at armchair level. However, there are further problems. Art Delibert in Maryland says the signal was completely absent in the early hours of UT December 19th. In the early hours of December 20th, a strong continuous carrier, but no audio could be heard. The same thing on December 21st, says Ron Howard in California, checking between 0337 and 0535. Last week I mentioned several holiday specials, which I will not repeat this week, but more of them have come to light. From the Armenian transmitter site, SM Radio International plans one-hour English broadcast December 25th to various parts of the world, according to Ivo Ivanov. At 10 UT, 11690 to East Asia. At 12, 17695 to Southeast Asia. At 18, 6145 to Western Europe. At 21, 6005 to West Africa. At 01, and I assume that means UT December 26th, 12020 to South America. And at 03 UT, frequency to be announced later to North America on the 49 or 31 meter band. You may recall the very strange frequency of 2368.5 kilohertz. Used to have a low power Australian called Simbon Radio. That hasn't been heard lately, but that is one of the few frequencies available for little private shortwave stations, and now another one is planning to use it. According to Australian DX News, John Wright says, Station X on the Gold Coast plans to shortly operate on 2368.5 instead of the X-band 1692 kilohertz. It's run by the club member Peter Tate, 100 watts. He says they were working on the ATU unit and the antenna, but hope to be on the air soon. Check the website, www.stationx.com.au. Craig Seeger in central New South Wales says nothing heard yet as of December 11th. But he looked up the info about the station in the ACMA license database and found it's supposed to be 1,000 watts instead of 100. On December 17th and 18th, one or two of Radio Australia's three frequencies were missing. Fortunately, they did come back by the 19th before being turned off permanently, if that's still going to happen at the end of January. A great deal of discussion about this continues, both inside and outside Australia, mostly opposed to turning off shortwave by ABC. Jerry Linneman in Waco calculates that based on Victorian electricity documents, power costs at Shepparton would have increased about 71% from 2006 to 2013, even more now, so that could be a possible factor in deciding to close it. Here's one of many opinions in the new DX Listening Digest number 16-51 when published via worldofradio.com. It's from John Fugliazzi in New Florida. I understand ABC's views, but I think their move is too dismissive of the many in their Northern Territory and the Pacific Island nations that still have no affordable or actual access to broadband and are unlikely to gain any in the short term. That's nothing new. This action is more due to the cluelessness of its proponents and perhaps some perceived financial advantage rather than politics or disdain for public service media. A name withheld from Australia says, so it costs a small amount of money to keep the Northern Territory shortwave alive each year and a bit more for Radio Australia on shortwave. But what price do you place on a person's life, or several, over several years? The decision makes no sense when you look at the six Australians who died in the lost MH370 airline and the massive amount of money the Australian taxpayer invested in the search for the plane in the Indian Ocean, and for people who sadly are already deceased. The federal government should intervene and supply the necessary funding to the ABC, specifically for the retention of the ABC and Radio Australia shortwave services. Ron Howard in California reminds us of a Monday-only English broadcast from Bangladesh Betar Home Service on 4750. It came on the air suddenly at 12:35 UT December 19th, starting the South Asian Association for Regional Cooperation News Bulletin in English. It was mixing with China. There was an item about the national celebration of the 46th Victory Day festivities, paying tribute to martyred freedom fighters. This lasted until 12:42, the end of the SARC news bulletin. Ron Howard also notes Papua New Guinea's NBC Bougainville on 3325. Nice to have them back on the air again after being off for a while. December 19th at 11:50. A DJ playing a Christmas song, but it suddenly went off at 11:56. The Indonesian on the same frequency was not heard at this time. Furthermore, from Ron Howard, Ganan PBS in China is still being heard on 5979 instead of 5970. 2 weeks they've continued to use the new frequency. December 16th at 13:31 with some problem from Cuban jamming on 5980, although 5970 is now a clear frequency. Also December 19th, he was able to make out the parallel to 5979 on 3990 in Chinese at 1317. Bill Tilford of From the Isle of Music says, in January, our 01 to 02 UT Tuesday broadcast continues on WBCQ 7490. Our new winter hours on Channel 292 in Germany, 6070, are being adjusted as the voice of Turkey is interfering with us on Saturday at a time not officially listed for them. So the new times are Fridays at 11 to 12 UT on 6070 and Saturdays at 12 to 13 on the same. On Wednesday, December 14th, I had an unidentified strong signal in Arabic on 11670. During the 15 to 16 UT hour, but nothing was listed. I tried again on Thursday and Friday, but there was no signal. Finally, on Saturday, December 17th, there it was again at 15:15 UT, Horn of Africa music. And at 15:32, I finally caught an ID after they'd switched to a non-Arabic language as Radio Adal, A-D-A-L. That had been on 17580. At 15 to 16 via France. Ivo Ivanov confirms that it did change to 11670 with the same Wednesday and Saturday only broadcast and its sibling station Radio Al-Mukhtar on Tuesdays is also changed to 11670 between 15 and 16. These are clandestines for Eritrea. Some of the Ethiopian clandestines have made frequency changes to lower bands, no doubt as required by deteriorating propagation, as monitored by Ivo Ivanov. Voice of Oromo Liberation via Now in Germany at 17 to 18 UT has moved from 15170 to 11810. This is in Afar Oromo on Wednesday, Friday, and Sunday during the first half hour, and on Amharic and Wednesdays only during the second half hour. Then there's Radio Horio, X-O-R-I-Y-O, in Somali, but it's not for Somalia, rather the Ogaden region of Ethiopia. It is also changed, transmitted via Isidon, France, from 17630 to 11970. It's at 16 to 1630 on Tuesdays and Saturdays only. The Pirate Free Radio Service Holland, which I hesitate to assume is actually transmitted from Holland, but consider it a Euro Pirate, has an Xmas special on December 25th. Ivo Ivanov gives the schedule via an unknown transmitter location, all in English, as follows, on two frequencies, 7700 and 9300, 0830 to 1430, and 1630 to 2230. Toward the end of that span, I expect a reception in North America should become more possible. Longwave listeners and DXers, including those in North America, have been lamenting the imminent shutdown of the 2-megawatt transmitter at Alouis, France, on 162 kHz. Radio France has made it clear that they no longer want to use longwave, and their license is being canceled as of January 1st. However, someone named David in the British DX Club says, although January 1st is the official date, he heard it announced on the air December 21st that France Inter transmissions on that frequency will cease already on December 26th. However, Alan Pennington says, according to this report, the time synchronization signal will continue on 162 kHz. The National Frequency Agency was commissioned by the government to maintain the broadcast of the hourly signal after France Inter stops in late December. The service is widely used in key sectors of French industry to synchronize more than 200,000 clocks. Christian Gibaudot in France explains, although the relay of France Inter will stop on December 26th, after that the transmitter will broadcast a message informing how to listen to France Inter until December 31st at midnight. So that means that it will still be on the air, just not carrying the France Inter programming. The government, the French people, will pay for the time signal, but Radio France, also paid by the government and the French people, doesn't have the money to pay for the broadcast. It seems they will no longer need 2 million watts for the time signals. Kai Ludwig explains the carrier is not only amplitude modulated with programming, but also phase modulated with the time signal. This phase modulation is inaudible, so 162 will turn into a silent carrier unless they choose to put some other signal on AM. As for the power, Mike Barraclough found this comment by Vectorsum in Scotland. The detection bandwidth for the digital time info is probably only a few tens of hertz, so transmitter power could be massively scaled back from whatever it's now claimed to be 2 megawatts. The actual radiated power of the time signal at Anthorn in the UK is just over 15 kilowatts and probably reaches a couple of thousand kilometers on 60 kilohertz. The antenna array at Alouis, if that's the site that will eventually be used, will be much more efficient. But the frequency is higher and therefore with more loss. So probably 30 to 50 kilowatts EMRP would do for the time signal. Via Manuel Mendez, Mike Terry, and Hans-Jörg Biener, here's another Xmas Day special from a Radio Mi Amigo originating apparently in Germany. A two-hour broadcast aired twice at 19 to 21 UT on 6145 for Europe and UT December 26th at midnight to 02 on 6080 for North America, both via the Now in Germany transmitter site. There might be a problem with that Brazilian on approximately 6080. Christian Milling of Shortwave Service in Germany, which arranges the broadcast via Armenia, such as 6145, complains that Iran on 6135 and China on 6155 have bandwidth that is too wide, interfering with 6145. And the National Frequency Agencies have been contacted to correct this. Another problem from Iran, reported by Wolfgang Büschel, using a remote receiver in Qatar, during the Al-Quds TV service in Arabic, that is Jerusalem, but broadcast by IRIB on 7370 at 0230 to 0530 UT. It's a soundtrack of their TV service. They're also putting out spurious signals on both sides, S8 to S9, ranging from 7254 to 7260 and 7480 to 7486. Via kilohertz, megahertz, and gigantic hertz, World of Radio 1857. Our thanks this week for generous financial support, as he supplies every quarter at the solstice or equinox, to Gerald T. Pollard in North Carolina, who sent a check in the mail to P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK 73702. One may also contribute, not necessarily in U.S. funds, via PayPal to WORADIO@yahoo.com. Artie Bigley forwards a YouTube item from Killacat7, also known as Tim Tromp in West Michigan, about hearing North Korea 2850 via Long Path. This was December 7th at 2227 UT, the calculated distance 18,465 miles. 2850, when the Gray Line Terminator favors both Michigan and North Korea, he says reception was only audible on my south antenna. The signal almost disappeared when switching to the north antenna. So I assume this is long path propagation at work. It's a typical DX catch around sunrise, but unusual during our evenings. Voice of the Martyrs is a religious clandestine for North Korea, operating out of Seoul but headquartered in, where else, Colorado Springs. Manfred Reif in Germany was hearing it. He says it operates 1530 to 17 UT on 7510 via transmitter in Uzbekistan. Reception is disturbed in Europe until 1545 because of TWR in Punjabi on the adjacent frequency, 7505, and it's also from Tashkent. So he was listening via a remote receiver in Seoul. He says it was off frequency December 19th, half a kilohertz low, but on the 20th it was only 50 hertz high. The transmissions were not jammed. He sent a recording to the address in the WRTH and already got an email QSL. On December 21st, I was looking for the Shokaze Sea Breeze daily broadcast in Japanese at 1405 UT, which had been on 5910, but nothing there. Tuning up a bit, I did find it on 5935, until it went off at the scheduled odd time of 14:35. Ivo Ivanov confirms that is the new frequency for this daily Japanese broadcast transmitted from Yamada, Japan. And furthermore, the 16 to 17 UT transmission has also changed frequency from 6180 to 6110, including English, normally on Thursdays only. By the way, that 1405 broadcast is thought to be not Seabreeze itself, but a relay of a sibling service about North Korean abductions, Furosato no Kaze. And concerning that, Chris Greenway found a story in the Japan Times of December 19th saying the government plans to broadcast the shortwave radio program aimed at Japanese abductees in North Korea on more frequencies in the next fiscal year. But no details yet. Elfin tunes split medium wave frequencies for just barely audible trans-Pacific carriers. And on December 19th, I was pleased to be getting not only a carrier, but some audio on 1566 kHz. That's FEBC, transmitting from Jeju Island off South Korea, HLAZ. This was at 1339 UT. And by 1345, the signal suddenly weakened. This correlates with their schedule of changing languages and no doubt antenna azimuths from Japanese, which favors us, to Chinese, which does not. I checked the next morning, December 20th, and there was a brief transmitter break at 1344 and 34 seconds to accomplish this. The distance is just under 11 megameters. Another week has gone by, so it's time for another new schedule from Dengue Kurdistan. Ivo Ivanov says they're leaving 7400, which I pointed out was supposed to be reserved for emergency communications. Instead, they're on 7350 starting December 22nd for the 0330 to 06 UT portion of the broadcast via Pridnestrovia. Furthermore, He says, at least for now, they're no longer using the Bulgarian relay, just Pridnestrovia or France, as follows. The rest of the segments are 06 to 15 on 11600 via Pridnestrovia, 15 to 16 on 11600 via France, 16 to 1930 on 7455 via France, and 1930 to 2130, same 7455 via Pridnestrovia. I never hear any jamming, but this station is, by the way, run by the PKK, whom the Turks accuse of terrorism. Radio Kuwait has been off shortwave completely for several years now, but Artie Bigley and Mike Terry send this story from Radio World of December 21st. Swiss-based company Ampagon has accepted a contract from Al Rashed to handle upgrade of 5 analog shortwave transmitters that are more than 20 years old for the Kuwait Ministry of Information at the site Al Kabd, K-A-B-D. The 5 were originally installed between 1992 and 95. They'll refurbish all the transmitters and upgrade 3 of them to DRM, including new motor drives within the tuning circuits. Work on the transmitters expected to start in January. The Madagascar Home Service transmitter on 5010 nominal is drifting more than usual. Our Daily Bear in Maryland says around 0230 UT, December 15th, it was on 5008.44. And it soon starts to fade as the sun is rising over there. Ron Howard in California, hurrying by long path from 1457 until off at 1600 for a while, says it was around 5007.7 on December 18th with moderate drifting. More appearances on odd frequencies by the North American Yahweh Parrot, formerly calling himself Station YHWH. Tim Tromp in Michigan found him on 5790, December 15th at 0325, and I soon heard him as well at 0339. Also the next night at 0341, again on 5790. Ron Howard says he was back on 7410, December 18th at 0355, past 0453. On December 21st at 0503, I found him on 5792. In the Ontario DX Association, Mark Cody reports an odd one on 7490, Sunday, December 18th, at 1633, identifying as French Dog Radio. He figured that frequency would be WBCQ, but I have my doubts since they're never on the air at this hour, as far as I know. In fact, they're only registered for 19 to 04 UT. WWCR, of course, is also on there until 16 UT, so was this really a pirate? Regarding Rwanda clandestines, Kai Ludwig says Radio Inyabutatu has quit shortwave, continuing on their .org website only, for lack of listeners, it seems. The shortwave slot has been taken over seamlessly, effective November 6th, by another group of anti-Kagame exiles, this time in New York, www.radioitahuka.org. And concerning the shortwave transmissions of Radio Itahuka, Ivo Ivanov has been trying to hear them, but says the Saturday 17 to 18 UT broadcast was unheard on December 17th. Also unheard on December 10th, it was supposedly at 17 to 18 on 17870 via France. Possible replacements are 15180 via France at that time, or at 16 to 17, 17605, 18 to 19, 17605. Via Mike Terry, there will be another traditional transmission by the 200-kilowatt Alex Anderson alternator SAQ in Sweden on VLF 17.2 kilohertz, the morning of Xmas Eve, December 24th, starting at 08 UT, but the transmitter will be tuned up starting around 0730. Richard Langley forwards news from the Facebook of PCJ Radio International, December 11th. The last ever PCJ shortwave program for North America will be December 31st, but will continue as normal to Asia. That apparently means no more Media Network Plus or other PCJ programming via WRMI. WWV has been announcing at 16 minutes past every hour that a leap second will be inserted December 31st at 2359-60 UT. That'll make our New Year's Eve celebration much more exciting. Besides the 61-second minute, we'll be pulled to BBC World Service for a full strike of Big Ben and perhaps 7 Greenwich Time signal pips instead of 6, as Richard Langley points out. Another fun thing to do would be immediately after this, check the few other shortwave time signal stations, whether they have also leaped or become out of step with WWV and real world time. Tim Tromp in West Michigan reports another medium wave harmonic besides Costa Rica, this one close to him. It's on 2520, and he was also hearing the fundamental 1260, WOCO in Oconto, Wisconsin. December 18th at 13 UT with ID on Xmas Music. And I also had a fair carrier there, but no modulation audible, December 19th around 1400. News concerning some World of Radio affiliates, Tim Hall in California, ABDX, points out that KFKB, 1490 in Forks, Washington, has closed down their medium wave frequency, but all the programming has been moved to one of the HD channels of KBDB, 96.7. World of Radio is scheduled there at 4 a.m. Sundays, Pacific Time. Of course, coverage should be much better on FM than on AM 1490 at that hour. However, their website says the closure of 1490 is temporary. Also on its HD2, another station is starting to carry World of Radio, thanks to Juan Gualda of WQCS 88.9 in Fort Pierce, Florida, beginning January 8th, Sundays at 11 p.m. Eastern, HD2 of WQCS 88.9. I often check 5130 late at night in case WBCQ and or Area 51 is on the air late, and it finally happened. UT Monday, December 19th at 0632. There was a really off-the-wall programming, sounding like a pirate gone wild, including mentions of Bob, so I wonder if it was some ad hoc hours of slack. WBCQ ID was inserted at 0705 and still going at 0720. Last week I mentioned that KCKN 1020 Roswell, New Mexico was off the air, but I think I heard it again December 21st at 0528 with Pentecostal Spanish programming. However, NRCDX News says they were granted a special temporary authorization for 1 kilowatt day and night due to bad tubes in their main 50 kilowatt transmitter. Another station putting out spurs monitored by Wolfgang Büschel using a Sri Lanka remote receiver. It's Voice of Vietnam 4th program, Doc Lock on 6020, December 10th at 1223. The spurs were centered wobbly around 6006.61 and 6033.39. Peter Coleman in Prague says the geomagnetic field will be quiet to active December 20th, active disturbed the 21st and 22nd, quiet to unsettled 23rd to 25th, mostly quiet December 26th to 29th, and quiet December 30th and 31st. SWPC in Boulder says ANK in the Seas Peak at 28 and 5 December 22nd, 20 and 5 January 4th. Lowest 5 and 2 from December 26th to January 1st. Solar flux in the mid-70s. Glenn Hauser concluding, World of Radio, 1857.